So did the publishing come before the bookshop and your
Yeah.
dealership?
Yeah, Mysterious Press started in 75. The first book came out in 1976, and I opened the bookshop on Friday the 13th of April, 1979.
Okay.
So yeah, it was a
Lucky
little,
day.
yeah, it's been a good day for me.
And because of your activities, not only as a bookseller, but as a publisher and an editor and a writer, you have built some relationships with some wonderful writers and authors. I remember reading, I don't quite remember where it was, I was reading something by Elmore Leonard, and I remember he had a character named Otto Penzler. It wasn't a particularly attractive character, but I was thrilled to see you pop up in the middle of this story.
Ripped from the headlines.
Actually, I was in two of his books, and actually, it's not a bad character at all. I really like the character. I was
Was a
SS.
Nazi in a was a Nazi in a prisoner
Excuse
of
me.
war camp, wasn't he?
Excuse me.
Oh,
I was indeed an SS Sturmbannführer, which is a major,
Yeah.
equivalent of a major. And
Excuse me if good.
no, can I finish?
Yes.
I was in the Africa Corps with Erwin Rommel, and I was simply a soldier fighting for my country.
What was Erwin like?
Erwin was okay, actually. He was a brilliant soldier. He was sort of very much like George Patton and Douglas MacArthur, two of my heroes. And I was captured, but you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't a bad guy.
Yep.
I did escape, even though I was really thrilled to be in this prisoner of war camp in Oklahoma. I mean, nobody was shooting at me at three meals a day, but I escaped. You know, I'm German. I just to prove that I could.
That's great.
Those are two books in a row, by the way. The second one was called Up in Honey's Room, which was a nice title. The first one was serialized in the New York Times, Sunday Times magazine.